listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Bottle shops are set to close on Mondays and Tuesdays in Alice Springs in an effort to lower rising cases of alcohol-related violence. Property damage has risen 60% and alcohol-related assaults up 55% in just 12 months. Anthony Albanese visited the Red Centre yesterday, saying the community needs urgent support.
These are complex problems and they require a full solution, which won't be immediate.
State and federal ministers are today gathering for a national roundtable on online dating safety. They'll explore better ways to protect Aussie online daters, with a recent survey finding three-quarters have experienced sexual violence in the last 5 years through dating apps. The parent company of Tinder will also be present. Parts of New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland have been lashed by severe storms overnight. 96 millimetres of rain fell in Innes Plain in southeast Queensland in just 1 hour, while an area in South Sydney received over 150 mils since 9 a.m. yesterday. And Australian of the Year winners will be announced at a ceremony tonight. It comes as outgoing Aussie of the Year Dylan Orcott says he's satisfied with the steps taken to improve the lives of those with a disability in the past 12 months. Today also marks a year since the viral photo of Grace Tame was snapped, looking very unimpressed, next to former PM Scott Morrison. Another Pride jersey saga, this time in the NBL. Several Cairns Taipans players are hesitant to wear a rainbow logo for today's Pride Round match against the Phoenix due to their religious beliefs. There are reports they'll wear plain jerseys instead. Sydney Kings guard Sean Bruce has told Fox Sports when his side heard about the round.
It was flagged with players early on in the season, and it's obviously super important to make sure everyone feels safe and welcome to our game, and something basketball's being more inclusive with.
It comes just 6 months after a similar issue derailed Manly's NRL season. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy for Brisbane with a top of 33, similar skies for the Gold Coast and 31. A possible shower for Sydney, 29 the max, partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 28, similar skies for Hobart and 26. Sunny for Adelaide, 27 the max, same for Perth, a top of 32. And the Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.